This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So now, is it nice to be able to talk about the film now that everyone has seen it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm still a little kind of, you know, I have a little fear till it comes out, but I'm happy to talk about it. Yeah, I love it.
We saw you at the theater. You were there last night, weren't you? What did you watch it just to see the reaction of everyone?
Look, I mean, we had a screening down here in Long Beach about 2 weeks ago for a recruited screening, and it was just, you know, a dream come true. I mean, it was just a huge response, and numbers were just through the roof, like high 90s. You don't ever see that ever. But it was a big family audience. There were a lot of kids and a lot of parents. I didn't have that last night. There were some kids there, but it wasn't the kind of family audience that I think the movie would play the most. But it played great. I was very happy to
be
there.
Talk about the biggest challenges on the film, technically, logistically.
I mean, look, it was a technical nightmare to have the realization of what the boys wanted to do. I mean, the brothers had this, when it all came about, I mean, they knew I had the project for a while, and at some point after V, they called me up one day, and they said, what are you doing with that Speed Racer thing? And I said, well, I'm struggling. They said, we have an idea. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, go for it. You know, so, you know, they had this notion of making what they considered like live action anime. I mean, that's what it is. It's live action anime. Mm-hmm. And they said, we want to show you what we want to do, and if the studio likes it, we have a way of making a movie of this. And if they don't, then we'll do something else.
How long did you have it? You said you had it for a while.
Almost 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. What was your initial ideas for it? Were you going to do it strictly as an animated movie?
Or? No, a lot of people have been involved. There were a lot of scripts written, a lot of directors attached. I mean, there were rumors of actors attached that no one was ever really attached. I mean, there were a lot of discussion about the movie. But really, it couldn't have been made in this fashion until right now.
Why?
Because the technology didn't really exist to do this. There was a version where I was, you know, they were looking, they were scouting locations for racetracks, and they were designing cars to be built. And I remember one of the things, the cost of the car was $1 million to build this car that was all chrome, and it couldn't be photographed from any angle. I mean, I don't know what the hell they were doing, you know. But the way that it was done, where the cars could do things that you've never seen before, they only could be done in this fashion with the way these guys want to do it.
When Larry and Andy say to you they have an idea, do you sort of turn away and just are smiling from ear to
ear?
And I'm also curious.
I mean, he said to me, I'm going to make your day, he said to me. You know, he knew it.
And I'm curious, how enthusiastic was the studio immediately enthusiastic when they found out that they wanted to do it? How did that work?
Well, of course they're enthusiastic because we've been struggling with the movie for a long time. So a lot of people have been through the process. I mean, you know, a lot of J.J. Abrams wrote scripts. A lot of people wrote scripts in this thing. But again, they were conventional type stories. So the Wachowski brothers went off and they made a 5-minute kind of pre-visualization of a race in this movie. And there are actually some shots in that previs that actually made it through to the finished movie. I mean, that first previs actually had images that went right through to the end. But it was a race that had elements of all three races, elements of Thunderhead, elements of the Casa Cristo, and elements of the Grand Prix. And it was just a race which was shown to the studio in December, I think, of 06. And we sat in a room at the studio, and a bunch of people in the room, and lights went down, and they showed this.
And you said before that you've made a lot of silly action films, but after The Matrix, you walked away realizing that people wanted more, you know, and you knew what that was. So what was that that you realized post-Matrix that you brought with you into this film?
Well, I'll just finish this quick and I'll go to that. When the lights went up and everybody stood there quietly in the room, and, you know, the studio said, well, what is it? I mean, is it Roger Rabbit? I mean, what is it? Is it animation? Is it live action? They said, look, this is what it is. So they said, take the shot, you know? Now, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that this movie, this is a family movie, which we've never done. I've been involved in a few movies that were filming, but not with the boys, not with the Wachowski brothers. But this is the first time they really intended to do something for the family, for everybody. And they have nieces and nephews and friends and family, and they wanted everybody to see their movie. And they haven't been able to do that with everything we've made up to now. So, you know, it was about a story about the family. It is a story about, you know, it has really kind of basic family structure, family story, family type values of this movie. And it's also just a movie about, you know, a quest and a ambition and a dreams and you know, and all the things that are that you know seem to work in those kind of movies. And you know, it's brilliant in its execution, but it's simple in its tale, you know. And I think the end of this movie, I mean, cheaters never prosper, you know. Stay, you know, be true to your family, stay together, and you know you can prevail, you can win. And I think that those elements are effective, and I hope that the audience embraces it and enjoys it.
What was it about the source material that made you hold on to it, that longer attract you?
I mean, when I first saw Speed Racer, which when I was a kid, and I wasn't as young as my son is six, who I since has seen the original show and loves it. I wasn't that age. I was older than that. But I always remembered it being fresh and unique and having, you know, a cool quality. And again, the brothers have said that it was the first time they ever saw anime, so that was fresh for them. But I remember I just liked it, you know. And when it was, they brought to me, they said, "Do you want the right to this thing?" I said, "Yeah, sure, let's take a shot," which was, you know, almost 20 years ago. I think it was 89 or 90 I did that. And we struggled with it, with trying to make it, but I just felt that it had something about it that was fresh, and it just, I didn't, you know, I never let it go.
I need you to clear up what might be a misconception for me. Now, as a producer, clearly someone doesn't want to see something go over budget, you feel more comfortable when you're making a film in these kind of circumstances, relatively controlled studio, green screen, as opposed to out in the real world where anything could possibly go wrong.
I mean, look, this movie, as expensive as it was, and it wasn't a cheap film, is nowhere near the cost of other films I've made or other films that are being made now. I mean, it was controllable. I mean, once we finished, there was a 60-day shoot in a big green room, you know. I mean, once you finish that, but then the real work begins in post-production. But you know, I mean, I don't know, it depends. I mean, next movie out is called Rock and Roll. I did it with Guy Ritchie. And it's, you know, about London. I mean, there's not probably a single visual effect shot in the whole movie, you know. And it's just, it's real. It's just the way we make movies, you know. But I think that this is a pioneering step on picture making, this movie, you know. I mean, it's a way to, it's not just in how it was shot, but how it was photographed. I mean, the editorial process is very different. The way the camera, the lens moves is very different. It's not, there's no, the camera has no form. It's just you see shots where the camera zooms into to Speed and then zooms past him and into to Trixie and past her into, you know, Racer X. And where is the camera? I mean, what is it? It's not on a, it's just there. It's just showing you what you want to see. And editorially, the way they put this film together, I think there's a lot of groundbreaking things in it. But yes, it was controllable and done in a way that was kind of easier to make, but not so much easier to conceive.
Do you think things get even crazier from here? I mean, this is just the start of how much more this is going to.
I mean, I was reading last week in the USA Today about the Bond film, the Quantum of Solace, and they were shooting in Chile in some desert, 120 degrees. They're running on a metal building. The crew is dying. They can't function. I don't know how they're going to do it. The mayor of the city is mad at them because it's supposed to be Colombia. Everybody's going crazy. I mean, they could be shooting in Pinewood. They could be in a big green room. I mean, certain things I can see not wanting to do that, but I mean, George Lucas didn't have to go to Tatooine. I mean, you don't have to. You can make movies in ways that are different, but I think with the technology as exists now, I mean, this movie was all shot digitally. I mean, it's going to be a matter of years, but when the film is not a factor anymore, we still can actually shoot on film, but you don't have to do shoot on film. You don't have to finish on film, and it's all going to make it a lot easier to make movies in a way that, you know, I mean, you know, it's, you can sit at your kitchen table and make a movie.
Did it come in on budget?
Final question.
Yeah.
I
can do a few more.
Did it come in on budget?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. There wasn't a lot of, you know, things to get in the way of that.
What was the production amount of months? How many, like, once it actually
It was about
started
a 60-day shoot.
All in Berlin?
Yes.
All in German.
So,
last summer? I just wanted to...
Yeah, last summer. 60-day shoot. And mm-hmm. But most movies like that, the director... It's okay, I'm all right. The director will finish directing, and they wrap, cut, and they go cut the movie. But on this movie, the director keeps directing until last Thursday.
Wow.
Every scene you're directing, because you're, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a room that they put in at the studio. It's just a screening room one, which has been turned into a VFX, visual effects review room.
Okay.
And it's a very comfortable room with a big digital screen, a guy sitting back with the guy. And all these digital effects from all over the world. There's crews in Australia, there's crews mm-hmm. for us, there's crews in France, there's crews in Northern California, crews in LA, mm-hmm. and all that stuff is emailed in, all the quick times, all comes in, and they look at the effects, and there are people, and all around the room, there are people with the laptops that are plugged in, they're talking, because what we do is we put a person on for each vendor. So each vendor has a person who is communicating with that vendor. And they'll go to the next vendor, and eventually things come up, and the boys will see it, and that girl, is that person is giving notes right back to the vendor. And the vendor sees the notes, and there's another VFX review 3 hours later. Mm-hmm. And then more shots come in, and they look at those shots. That's a final. We got a final. Yay! We got a final. Another shot comes up, and there's 2,000 shots. And that's
wow.
how
the that's a lot. Is that a record, do you think?
I think so.
So have Larry and Andy come at you with their next quote, unquote, idea to make you smile.
Now,
I have to ask you one other thing before I forget.
Sure.
Since we can never get Larry and Andy, have they started thinking about 3D filmmaking?
Yeah, we talked about this being 3D. We actually discussed this being 3D. And there aren't enough theaters yet right now to make it really... It would have really been... it would have taxed us to make this 3D right now. But we maybe if we make a sequel, I mean, they have a story for a sequel, and if
oh,
we make
they
a,
do. Oh, what sure. is it?
Well, they have a story.
Any hints on where
well,
it might
I
go?
Mean, look, there's things they want to do with it. I mean, look, there's many episodes of this cartoon, so there are a lot of ideas. But if we make a sequel, maybe that'll be in 3D. But I mean, it would have been possible because it was digital to begin with, to do it in 3D, mm-hmm. and all those shots were rendered, so it would have been possible. But
do you think they want to do sequel, or do you think they want to take on another property?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they'll direct the sequel, or maybe somebody else will. Maybe they will. I don't know. I mean, this was pretty tough, this one, to do. But to create this, you know. But I don't know if they'll want to give that to somebody else. I don't know. But they, look, the only thing I like to say is that, you know, they don't... The only part they don't engage in is this part right here. They don't like to engage in this. And my friend Tom Cruise told me a story that when he went to work on Eyes Wide Shut, he got to this, and there was Kubrick just sitting there in a director's chair, and it was Kubrick, and I'm not trying to make a connection between parallel between Kubrick and the boys, but I mean, he didn't want to engage in this part either. So that gives a mystique, where everybody's here, all the guys are here, Matthew's here, Emil, and these are fantastic friends of ours, these filmmakers. They're great guys. They just don't like to talk about their movies, and they did the whole thing for me on the first Matrix. They did all the junkets, all the press tour, they did everything, and they hated it. And they said to me, if you want us to work with you again, you got to promise we'll never do this again. And I said, fine, you know, what could I say? You know, I can say, no, you got to do it, you know? So I'm happy to try to, you know, to impart to you their thoughts and their ideas, but you know, their thoughts and their ideas are on that screen, and that's what they give you. That's their gift to all of you. I hope you liked it.